Time now for business news. Huge cargo containers have been called the Trojan horses of the 21st century. The fear is that terrorists will try to hide dangerous weapons inside one or more of the millions of containers shipped into the United States each year. Some people worry that the response to such an attack could be worse than the attack. They fear that a prolonged port shutdown would wreak havoc on the world economy. So the U.S. government is trying to come up with contingency plans to reopen ports as soon as possible should there be an attack. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Like other big ports, the one in Baltimore, Maryland, depends on constant motion. Dozens of trucks enter the facility at one time by filing into lanes where the drivers stop at outdoor microphones, like those used to order a fast food breakfast. But these drivers are giving vital shipping statistics to longshoremen stationed at computer terminals. Don Kroc works with the Maryland Port Administration.
Conversation goes something like this. Hello, mate. Who are you hauling for? Where do you want your cargo? What shipper is your cargo going on? What's your bill of lading number?
He says the goal is to make sure the cargo gets where it's supposed to go as quickly as possible. Nearby, big blue cranes unload the metal containers from the trucks onto a waiting ship. Other cranes grab containers from a newly arrived ship and place them onto more trucks, waiting to take the cargo throughout the East Coast and Midwest. The port's executive director, Jim White, says the boxes carry all kinds of eagerly awaited products.
Just let your imagination run wild with you, you know, sneakers, pharmaceuticals, TVs, tables, furniture, consumables, food, anything you can imagine is imported or exported.
White says companies don't have a backlog of goods stored in warehouses like they used to. They rely instead on something called just-in-time delivery. Any disruption can have a cascading effect on shippers, manufacturers, retailers, and ultimately consumers. Stephen Flynn of the Council on Foreign Relations says if U.S. ports shut down, there'd soon be a backup of ships waiting to deliver goods. And that in turn would affect port operations around the world.
Overseas ports have to close their gates to all incoming trains and trucks. Otherwise, there'll be a wash in containers with no place to put them. That means all the trucks and all the trains are stuck outside their gate with no place to go. They can't go back to a factory. They can't go back to a shipper and be able to refill. So your manufacturing and retailing sector globally essentially grinds to a halt.
That's why Flynn and many in the shipping industry worry about what would happen if there's another terrorist attack, this one involving one or more cargo containers. They remember all too well the shutdown of domestic aviation after planes crashed into the World Trade Center in 2001.
The U.S. government has frequently warned that if something happened in a container in a seaport, it would have to close them down, but it does not today have a plan for how to open them back up again.
He says finding the source of a container attack and making sure no more attacks are imminent would not be easy. 10 million containers come into U.S. ports each year, and the contents originate in tens of thousands of locations around the world. Once inside the country, the containers enter an intricate distribution web involving trucks, trains, and barges.
Before 9/11, we couldn't have even told you where the containers came from, who they were going to before they arrived here. We now can.
Robert Bonner is Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection at the Department of Homeland Security. He says his agency's done a lot over the past 3 years to improve container security and to make it more likely, if there is an attack, that the entire system will not have to be shut down.
We can literally make an evaluation of every container that's at sea that may be heading toward the U.S. We can make an evaluation of every container before it leaves foreign ports. And now we are in 35 foreign seaports, so we can actually do a security screening of those containers.
The screening is based in part on information that shippers are now required to provide authorities before cargo ships head to the United States. But critics say the security measures, while an improvement, are still inadequate. Gary Gilbert is Senior Vice President of Hutchison Port Holdings, the world's largest operator of container terminals. He says shippers might think they know what's in a container.
But in fact, what they believe to be there might not be there because somebody else did a switch and bait on this whole program. Or in fact, in the transit, it was something happened. Somebody actually changed the contents.
That's why he and others in the maritime industry want some kind of contingency plan to minimize disruption if there is an attack. Gilbert's company handled 44 million containers last year alone, including almost half of those entering the United States. But he says until recently, U.S. security officials didn't even have his company on their contact list.
We would like to have one policy that this is how we would shut down selectively. This is how we would communicate to you that we'd like you to shut down collectively. And certainly, who is going to make the phone call?
Bonner says that would be the Secretary of Homeland Security. But many in the shipping industry recall what happened last year when authorities received an anonymous tip that a lemon shipment was contaminated with a biological agent, a tip that later proved to be false. The Coast Guard held the ship offshore for a week while representatives of dozens of federal, state, and local agencies debated what to do. Gilbert says authorities have to work these things out before there's an attack. He asks what happens, for example, if the mayor of Los Angeles decides to shut down the port there for safety reasons.
Well, is that his decision, or is that the federal government's decision, or is that the Coast Guard's decision? And if the Coast Guard does say, well, it's my decision, will Mayor Hahn say, well, that's fine, but I'm protecting my constituency, I'm shutting the port?
Customs Commissioner Bonner admits more needs to be done to inform the private sector and the public. And last December, President Bush ordered agencies to draw up contingency plans by this summer on how to deal with a maritime attack. The goal is to make sure there are clear-cut lines of authority and procedures, and that all those involved know what they are. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.